Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night, Atlantic hosted the Trojan Co-Ed Track and Field Invitational last evening up at the Atlantic High School Track Complex. It was Glenwood sweeping both ends of that co-ed last night. On the girls' side, Glenwood wins with 118 points, a narrow victory over Harlan, who placed second with 115 points. Creston was third with 68. Abraham Lincoln placed fourth with 58 points. Clarinda, 58 points. Shenandoah with sixth place with 51 points. Atlantic had 38 points for seventh place. Lewis Central, St. Albert, and Thomas Jefferson round out the rest of the field for Atlantic. Tiffany Williams took both the 3,000 and 1,500-meter titles. On the boys' side last night, it was Glenwood winning the boys' team championship as they score 124 points. Harlan, the runner-up, with 95 and three-quarter points. St. Albert was third with 92 points. Also, it was Atlantic placing fourth with 70 points. Abraham Lincoln was fifth with 60 points. Shenandoah, Clarinda, and Red Oak round out the rest of the field in that order in last night's meet. Rolling Valley Conference also holding its conference track meet last night. On the girls' side, it was Woodbine winning the title with 144 points. Exira Alcorn Kimbleton placing second with a 104 total. Glidden Ralston was third with 58 points. Charter Oak Ute had 53 points for fourth place. West Harrison with 51 points placing fifth. Coon Rapids Bayard, Booyer Valley, Adair Casey, Peyton Sherdan, Cam, and Arweva round out the rest of the field. On the boys' side last night at the Rolling Valley Conference meet, it was West Harrison, the champion, with 125 points. Booyer Valley a close second with a 121 total. Woodbine placing third with 92 points. Adair Casey was fourth with 47 points. Glenn Ralston placing fifth, 36.5 points. Peyton Sherdan, Arweva, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, Coon Rapids Bayard, and Cam are the rest of the boys' field last night. In girls' golf action last night, it was Griswold shooting a 233 to win a meet over Riverside, who didn't have enough to fill out a full team roster. Ellen Johnson of Riverside was medalist with a 44. Tri-Center beat Underwood by 10 strokes, 207 to 217. It was Audubon, a 193. They beat Logan Magnolia, who didn't have a full team. Susie Byland of Audubon was medalist with a 37. Trainer beat Missouri Valley, 203, and Missouri Valley didn't have a team score. Clarinda beat Glenwood, 191 to 293. It was Southwest Valley over Lennox, 206 to 264, while Red Oak shot a 272 to beat Creston, who didn't have a full team. In boys' golf last night, Tri-Center beat Underwood by a single stroke, 189 to 190. Riverside topping Griswold by two strokes, 172 to 174. Eric Rock of Riverside was the medalist with a 40. IKM Manning defeated AHST, 175 to 187. It was Trainer over Missouri Valley, 165 to 199. Shenandoah beating Glenwood and Clarinda, 170 for Shenandoah, and they win on tiebreaker over Glenwood, who also shot a 170, and Clarinda shot a 180. Creston beat Red Oak 160 to 184 last night. It was East Mills winning a triangular, shooting a 168, Lennox a 186, and Southwest Valley 189 in that meet. In girls' tennis last night, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 8-1. Kemper Catholic over Audubon 9-0. Red Oak beat Creston 8-1. Denison over Lewis Central 9-0. And Clarinda beat Glenwood 7-2. In boys' tennis last night, Shenandoah over Atlantic 8-1. Kemper Catholic beating Audubon 9-0. Red Oak topping Creston 8-1. And Lewis Central beat Denison 8-1. In high school soccer last night in girls' action, St. Albert defeating Harlan 6-1. Underwood beat Missouri Valley 7-1. Boys' soccer saw Underwood win 7-0 over Missouri Valley. Well, the Big Ten is continuing to create more of an identity on the East Coast after admitting Maryland and Rutgers into the circuit. The league is going to make it official today that its 2017 tournament will be held at Washington's Verizon Center. That's according to a person familiar with those plans. The conference said that Commissioner Jim Delaney would appear at a news conference at Verizon Center today, but they didn't say why. The Big Ten and the Big East also announced a series of 8 games between the leagues in the first week of the 2015-16 men's basketball season. The games will take place the first Tuesday through Friday of the regular season and will be played at home sites, 4 from each conference. The competition will be named after the late Dave Gavitt, a Naismith Memorial Hall of Famer who founded the Big East Conference. The Big Ten says it will also continue its challenge series with the Atlantic Coast Conference. Home court advantage didn't mean much in the NBA on Monday night as the Washington Wizards opened their Eastern Conference semifinal series with their first victory at Indiana since 2007. And the Los Angeles Clippers began their Western Conference semifinal series by routing the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Bradley Beal scored 14 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter, and Trevor Ariza finished with 22 points in the Wizards' 102-96 win over the Pacers. Game 2 will be Wednesday night in Indianapolis. In Oklahoma City, the Clippers closed the first quarter on a 23-6 run and led by 26 points entering the final period before they settled for a 122-105 win over the Thunder. Chris Paul drained a career-best 8 three-pointers, finishing with a game-high 32 points and 10 assists last night. That series stays in Oklahoma City for Game 2 on Wednesday. The Pittsburgh Penguins and the Los Angeles Kings rode outstanding goaltending to victories last night. Marc-Andre Fleury and the Pittsburgh Penguins own a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals after shutting out the Rangers for the second straight night, this time 2-0. Fleury stopped 35 shots, and Sidney Crosby notched his first goal in 14 playoff games. The Rangers will host game four in that series on Wednesday. In Anaheim, Jonathan Quick made an early 2-1 lead hold up as the Kings beat the Ducks 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead in that Western Conference semifinal as Quick made 15 of his 36 saves in the final period, helping Los Angeles pick up its sixth consecutive victory since they dropped the first three games in their series with San Jose. That series will continue Thursday in Los Angeles. To baseball, where Matt Carpenter's two-run double in the fifth inning helped carry the St. Louis Cardinals past the slumping Atlanta Braves, who shook up their lineup but still lost their seventh in a row, 4-3 last night. Desperate for more offense, Braves manager Freddy Gonzalez batted pitcher Aaron Harang eighth and put second baseman Ramiro Pena in the ninth spot. Pena had two hits, including a seventh-inning homer that brought the Braves within a run, but they couldn't overcome a 4-0 deficit. Taking advantage of shaky defense, Carpenter doubled in two runs, and Matt Holliday followed with a run-scoring single. Peter Borjos had an RBI single in the sixth to extend the St. Louis lead. Shelby Miller got the win. Trevor Rosenthal earned his ninth save. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Washington beat the L.A. Dodgers 4-0. San Francisco over Pittsburgh in 13 innings, 11-10. Miami topped the New York Mets 4-3. Milwaukee beat Arizona 8-3. Will Venable hit a two-run single in the 12th inning to give the San Diego Padres a 6-5 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. Venable singled off of Tim Collins and over the head of right fielder Lorenzo Cain to score Chris D'Onofrio with the tying run. Yonder Alonso had the winning run from second base. D'Onofrio led off the inning with a single off of Lewis Coleman before Collins came up. After a sacrifice, Alonso reached on a bloop double to left to bring up Venable. Mike Moustakas hit an RBI single in the 12th off of Tim Stauffer to give the Royals a brief lead. Jed Gorko's solo homer with one out of the ninth inning off Royals closer Greg Holland tied the game at 4. That was Holland's first blown save in 8 chances this year for Kansas City. In other interleague play last night, Colorado beat Texas 8-2. It was the White Sox over the Cubs in 12 innings, 3-1. Toronto shut down Philadelphia 3-0. In the American League, Minnesota topping Cleveland in 10 innings, 1-0. Detroit beat Houston 2-0. The LA Angels a 4-1 winner over the Yankees, while Seattle doubled up Oakland by a score of 4-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Oklahoma City topping Omaha 5-1. The Iowa Cubs beat up on Nashville by a score of 12-3. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.